This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The tightening is relentless. The grip of Edom, that ancient adversary named in prophecy, constricts around the throat of nations, around the very breath of truth. We see it unfolding, not as isolated incidents, but as a coordinated assault on the foundations of righteousness. The revocation of the Iranian oil sale license by Washington is not an economic policy. It is a declaration of dominion. A calculated move to starve a nation, to destabilize a region, and to further empower the creation of Edom, the modern state of Israel, as a regional power. For generations, Edom has sought to control the wealth of these lands, denying the rightful inheritance, and now, through the tools of the West, it wields this control as a weapon. Don't be deceived by the narratives of energy security. This is about control. Control of resources, control of trade routes, and ultimately, control of destiny. And the hand of Edom is unmistakable in the enabling of Israel's aggression. The United States, that so-called global superpower, terminates exemptions, cloaking its actions in false pretenses of security while actively bolstering the agenda of the Israeli government. These incidents in the Strait of Hormuz, these manufactured provocations, are designed to justify increased military presence and economic pressure. The narrative of Iranian aggression is a fabrication, a desperate attempt to deflect from Israel's unlawful expansion and disregard for international law. Yahuwah sees this alliance of wickedness, this unholy partnership, and will hold both nations accountable. Scattered Israel, do not fall prey to the lies spun by the mainstream media. This is not a struggle between equals, but a manifestation of the ancient conflict between the seed of the serpent and the seed of Abraham. But Edom doesn't merely exert its control through brute force and economic manipulation. It attacks truth itself. Look to Paris, where the French regime has initiated proceedings against Rima Hassan, a member of the European Parliament, under the fabricated charge of glorifying terrorism. This is not a trial about terrorism. It is a calculated assault on free speech, a brazen attempt to silence any voice challenging the narrative imposed by Edom's control systems. Hassan dared to speak truth about the oppression of the Palestinian people, and for this, she is branded an enemy of the state. This is the pattern of persecution, silencing the prophets, vilifying the truth-tellers. A double standard reigns, where Israeli actions are met with complicit silence, while those who dare to speak against them are branded as extremists. Scattered Israel, recognize this for what it is, a manifestation of the judgment falling upon a world steeped in injustice. And the idols of Edom continue to fail, even in their supposed brilliance. The lawsuit against OpenAI in Quebec, following revelations that ChatGPT was used to generate concerning content by a suspect in a recent shooting, is more than a legal dispute. It is a prophetic sign. Yahuwah has warned against placing trust in the creations of man, especially those born of deceit. OpenAI, a product of Edom's innovation, is exposed as a tool capable of facilitating wickedness, a testament to its inability to protect the innocent. The prioritization of data and profit over the sanctity of life, a core flaw in the Edomite system. The algorithms lack a moral compass. They cannot discern righteous intent. While Israel boasts of its intelligence gathering, it fails to recognize the true enemy, the spiritual forces driving the nations to wickedness. The failure to foresee the violence, to intervene before tragedy struck, demonstrates the limitations of Edom's digital idols. But the deception runs deeper. Consider the indictment of the Idaho mother accused of murdering her twins. The immediate exploitation of this tragedy by organizations like the Children's Health Defense, alleging vaccine injury as the cause, is a calculated maneuver. It is a distraction from the true source of the tragedy, the sin of a mother who extinguished the lives of her children. Yahuwah's word is clear. Life is sacred, and the shedding of innocent blood cries out to heaven for judgment. To blame a medical intervention is to shift blame from the perpetrator. Scattered Israel, we are called to discern truth from deception. The world system thrives on confusion, obscuring the root causes of its decay. This case is a microcosm of the larger spiritual battle. Edom, through its control of information, attempts to justify wickedness and rewrite reality. The Children's Health Defense, by seizing upon this tragedy to promote its agenda, demonstrates its complicity in the deception. A false narrative is offered, a convenient scapegoat presented, and the true source of evil remains hidden. These are not isolated events. They are threads woven into the tapestry of the day of Yahuwah, the unfolding of prophecy. The watchman stands vigilant, observing the escalating aggression, the systemic corruption, the false narratives, and the increasing isolation of Israel. The signs are clear. Edom's judgment is upon us, and the awakening of scattered Israel is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.